throughout the 60s and 70s.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. It is also simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. I'm so thrilled and happy to be joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all across North America. There is no show without you. So whether you're listening on one of our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, whether you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're locked in on SiriusXM channel 158, or if you're listening on a smart speaker, it is very simple. I appreciate you. That's a simple concept to understand. I really do appreciate you. There's no show without you. If you want to talk to me, it's simple on this Thursday night. We got a phone line here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you are a human being who utilizes social media, if you want to contact me digitally, it's simple to do that as well. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you will know a couple of things. You'll know about everything that we plan to discuss tonight. First of all, the World Series is still actively going on. At this very moment, the Houston Astros, they lead the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Yes, you heard that correctly. No, not the score, but the fact that the Phillies not only have a hit, but they actually scored a run. I know, no runs last night. I had to go ahead and put that in there. At the same time, Thursday night football is going on right now. And I wouldn't say that this is the most exciting of matchups for a Thursday night football game. Who's playing? Well, we got the Houston Texans, a team that I haven't watched in, I don't know, about a year. And then we have the Philadelphia Eagles. And that score right now is tied at 14 all. They just got underway. 5 minutes have passed in the third quarter, I should say. They are tied 14-14. Philadelphia having an undefeated record at 7-0. And then you have Houston, which has a 1-5 record with a tie. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who should probably win this game. Last night, I gave you an entire rundown of my top six teams so far here through the halfway point through the season, and it was, for me, very easy to put the Eagles at number two. People were telling me, you got to put the Eagles at number one. The Eagles deserve to be the number one team. Well, if the Eagles lose tonight to the Texans, I need everybody who called me last night to call me tonight and tell me why the Eagles deserve to be number one. Let's see. I still expect the Eagles to come out on top against these Texans. Of course, any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, but there should be no reason why the Eagles lose to these Texans. Also, this will be a lot of fun. Next hour, we're going to be joined by a journalist. We're going to be joined by an activist, a producer, an entrepreneur, someone who did not and will not back down, and she has recently released a memoir. We're going to be joined by Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill is going to come through and talk to us about her memoir, Uphill, and then obviously I'm going to ask her about some of the issues going on in sports today. And speaking of some of the issues going on in sports today, I'm going to ask her about Kyrie Irving. Oh, my goodness. It's like every day there's a new update on Kyrie Irving. What he said, what he didn't say. And now today we've learned this evening that he will be suspended for 5 games for values that pretty much don't align with the Brooklyn Nets brand. I'll explain. I'll talk to you about it momentarily. But before I do any of that, it's a very simple hello, how you doing, how you feeling, to super producer and host Dave Shepard.
Darryl, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Always great to be with you. I was saying this a little bit before the show. I'm incredibly disappointed in Kyrie Irving, but I'm even more disappointed in the quote-unquote adults that surround him that call themselves management of the franchise, that being the Nets, and in the league, that being the NBA.
You know what? I'm not so much disappointed in the league. I don't know who the hell I'm disappointed in. I said this last night, and what we have tonight is more a progression of it. And Kyrie Irving certainly hasn't helped his case. I wish he would go away. And if we're going to have a beef with anyone, I don't know if it's even okay to have a beef with the people around him. I think the NBA, this is what I think. And let me give you the point here. First of all, let me walk you through a few things. If you're not familiar, if you're not up to speed, here it is for you. Kyrie Irving shares a movie. A lot of anti-Semitic just themes in the film. Denouncement of the Holocaust, and just I can go on and on. Kyrie Irving says, I didn't promote it. I just shared it. Kyrie Irving says, I believe in what I shared out and I didn't do anything. And then when he's pushed up against it, he doubles down on that fact. He's now pulled away from the media. Last night, yesterday, he puts out a statement along with the Brooklyn Nets, along with the Anti-Defamation League. And between him and the Nets, they say we will donate $500,000, totaling $1 million towards the Anti-Defamation League. Kyrie Irving puts out this statement saying that he takes responsibility for what he shared, that he's not an anti-Semite, and that's it. That he's a human being and that he's learning. That was his sole message. And so today, Kyrie Irving, and we talked about this last night, he said he took responsibility, but he did not apologize. Tonight, after about 3 or 4 days, or this morning, he spoke to the media, and he was asked plainly, like, dude, do you apologize? Are you sorry? And here are a string of questions, and I want you to hear Kyrie and his response. He was asked specifically if he has anti-Semitic beliefs.
For the record, do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs?
Again, I'm going to repeat. I don't know how the label becomes justified because you guys ask me the same questions over and over again. But this is not going to turn into a spin-around cycle of questions upon questions. I told you guys how I felt. I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life. That's where I sit.
I think what people want to hear, though, is just the yes or no on that question. Yes or no.
I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from.
Okay, fine. You know where you come from. That doesn't have anything to do. He could have said, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. The answer would have sufficed. No, I'm not. He didn't have to talk about his own personal beliefs about who he is. That was not the question. Next of all, and I guess this leans more into, hey, Kyrie, are you sorry? Kyrie Irving was asked if he has any regrets about sharing the film, about sharing the movie. A couple of days ago, he beefed about whether or not he, quote unquote, promoted it as opposed to just posting it. Listen to this.
Kyrie, are you surprised that you did hurt people?
Surprised that I did hurt people?
Are you surprised that reaction and some of the things that you did hurt people?
Yeah, I think I can ask a better question. It's just, where were you when I was a kid figuring out that 300 million of my ancestors are buried in America? Where were you guys asking those same questions when I was a kid dealing with learning about the traumatic events of my familial history and what I'm proud to come from and why I'm proud to stand here? and why, when I repeat myself, that I'm not going to stand down, it has nothing to do with dismissing any other race or group of people. I'm just proud of my heritage and what we've been through. And the fact that this has pinned me against the Jewish community, and I'm here answering questions of whether or not I'm sorry or not on something I didn't create, and it was something I shared, and I'm telling everybody I'm taking responsibility, then that's where I sit.
Where do I start? Stubborn is the word. What's so tough about saying sorry? And whether you created it or not, what does it matter if you're helping to share the ideology of which you readily acknowledged yesterday that you're not in full agreement of? That's what's called saying sorry. You can still believe whatever you want to believe. That's also called deflection. Kyrie Irving's ancestors and my ancestors don't have a damn thing to do with the question that he was asked. That doesn't mean the part about what Kyrie said was not true about his ancestors, but it is a deflection of the question that was asked of him. Very simply, are you sorry? Do you regret it? Saying that you just accept responsibility is a deflection. It's a stiff arm. It's a crossover, something more applicable to Kyrie Irving. He ain't copping to nothing. It's like if Kyrie Irving is going to go down, he's going to go down swinging, or he is going to go down in flames. You didn't have to create the film. You didn't have to produce the film. You didn't have to make the film to be a harbinger of hate, whether you realized it or not. You didn't have to produce it. You didn't have to finance it. You didn't have to be Amazon. You didn't have to create it in any capacity to be wrong for sharing it. This is the same Kyrie Irving who on one side of the fence a couple of days ago, he pretty much he said, yes, I'm a human being. I'm growing. You guys, as in the media, you give me all this influence. You talk about my influence. And then without being prompted, he himself, out of his own mouth, says that, yes, I am a person of influence. So which one is it? You can't have it both ways. And so what's so damn difficult about saying, I am sorry? I don't agree with everything that was posted. I apologize to the people that I hurt. He was very careful in that statement yesterday to say, or to not say, sorry. Just to leave it as, I take responsibility. That's not sorry. That's just an acknowledgement. That doesn't do a damn thing as to, man, I'm going to try to do better. That's just a matter of, hey, I said what I said. It hurts some people. My bad for hurting you. I really don't care. I'm going to keep on going. He was also asked in his miniature press conference earlier today if he regrets even sharing the link. Listen to this.
I take my responsibility for posting that. Some things that were questionable in there, untrue. Like I said, in the first time you guys asked me when I was sitting on that stage, I don't believe everything that everybody posts. It's a documentary, so I take my responsibility. Some of the criticism of the Jewish faith in the community, for sure. Some points made in there that were unfortunate.
So what's so difficult about saying sorry? What's so tough about saying I apologize? If you can make the statement that he just said, what's so tough about saying I shouldn't have posted it? There's some people, it doesn't matter what you say to them, how you present it to them, how you share it to them, how you wave it in front of their face. There are some people who will never change their thought. They will never back down. They will never adjust their opinion. Never. We can put Kyrie Irving in that category. And you know what, at this point, who cares if Kyrie Irving says sorry? The ship has sailed. He didn't say sorry earlier today. And out of his approximately 6 to 8 minute press conference, a Brooklyn Nets staffer, a PR staffer, cut his press conference, his media availability. They cut it short. No mas. No more questions. Nothing else to ask. Kyrie is done.
JR, what did the Nets management think he would say? Like, what is his track record? Do they think he's going to have this ultimate epiphany and he's going to completely do a 180 and show some remorse and show some contrition and show some humility and not this hubris, arrogance we have come to know Kyrie as the past 12 years in the public eye? What did they think was going to unfold?
Every situation is different. They gave him every opportunity. And here's my opinion on this. I don't consider Kyrie Irving to be an anti-Semite. I don't consider him to be a hateful human being. I don't consider him to be a racist. I don't consider him to be any of the above. I consider him to be arrogant. I consider him to be someone who is finding out who he is. I consider him to be someone who needs to shut the hell up while he's still in that process. I consider him to be, to a certain degree, an intelligent individual who unfortunately feels that he's too smart for everyone else. In this case, because of everything that I just mentioned, I think whether it's the NBA, whether it's the Brooklyn Nets, that they gave him an opportunity through his statement, through their collective statement yesterday with the Anti-Defamation League, through his statement, through the NBA, through the Nets, to just lay the groundwork for an apology. He didn't do it. He didn't give that apology in public. Speaking to the media in his face tonight, it did not happen. And so as a result, this evening, the Brooklyn Nets, not the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets took matters into their own hands, knowing that he did not apologize, having now had three chances. The Brooklyn Nets have suspended Kyrie Irving, 5 games, no pay. I made this point last night, Shep. Kyrie Irving, with his basketball career, has peaked. We've seen the best of him on a basketball court. His actions off of the court, his comments, his behavior, it's not doing anything but hastening his ultimate departure. I wouldn't be shocked if we come back tomorrow and Kyrie himself has an additional statement, you know?
Yeah, JR, you mentioned, you know, the 2016 shot, the dagger in the face of Steph Curry, giving the Cleveland Cavaliers the championship. You have said this multiple times. I am curious, at what point is the headache outweigh the talent? That seems to be on full display the past 2 weeks. We know what happened with COVID last season. It seems like this season, Kyrie found a way to top that disaster last season, which is incredulous to me, right?
You never would have thought that would be the case.
Now, the question is, and it's really sad because, you know, Kyrie makes, this is a lot of money for most people. He makes nearly $500,000 per year. So Kyrie Irving, because the dude just couldn't say, I was wrong, I apologize, is now going to miss out on $2.5 million, and who knows if that's and counting, right? So, JR, the question now becomes to your point, when will Kyrie Irving play his last NBA game? Do you see any similarities to Antonio Brown in the fact that he has had chance after chance after chance? And we are talking about one of the most talented basketball players to have ever lived. Same with Antonio Brown. The numbers he put up with Ben Roethlisberger, no one has topped that since. And I don't think it's going to be topped for a long time. JR, 2 years from now, at the age of just 32 years old, will Kyrie Irving ever bounce another basketball in the NBA again?
Unless there's a massive change, I think the answer is no. He's going to have to do a whole lot of quote-unquote soul-searching. He's going to have to dig ridiculously deep unless there is an outward change where the public can embrace him. I'm not talking about people who believe what he believes. I'm not talking about people who agree with what he says, unless the public as a whole, of which there have been a lot of people he has just rubbed the wrong way. Kyrie Irving is closer to the end of his basketball career than the beginning. The Brooklyn Nets have now suspended him 5 games, no pay, after they've given him every chance to just say 2 simple words or 3 simple words. I am sorry. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you agree with Kyrie's suspension of 5 games? Do you think that this man has a career left in front of him? I think the time, the sands, they are just ticking and clicking and falling away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you what Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, had to say. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's taken a few days, but Kyrie Irving has been suspended 5 games, no pay, by the Brooklyn Nets. He posted that film over the weekend, Thursday night, Friday. He doubled down over the weekend, his thoughts on it. He finally spoke to the media again today. And last night he put out a statement saying that he takes responsibility. He doesn't believe all the anti-Semitic statements that were made, the denouncement of the Holocaust, etc. Today, he finally speaks to the media again since his just tough conversation over the weekend. And he says he takes responsibility, but there was no apology. There was no "I'm sorry." There wasn't a full acceptance of what he shared. Adam Silver, earlier today, shared this statement prior to the suspension. "We were dismayed today when given an opportunity in a media session that Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs nor acknowledgement specific hateful material in the film. This was not the first time he had the opportunity, but failed to clarify." That is the Nets. That's why they gave him the boot. Adam Silver basically said, "I'm going to be meeting with him next week." Well, what's the point, Adam Silver? You going to change his mind? Does it matter at this point if Kyrie Irving says sorry? Who cares? If he's going to be this stubborn, obstinate, if he's going to be this gung-ho about his opinions, as he has acknowledged himself as a human being that's still in the process of learning, well, being a human being and learning, a part of that process is knowing when you're wrong. Acknowledging it. And keeping it moving and trying to do better. That's not what he's doing. Like he said over the weekend, despite his statement yesterday, he is doubling down. And I'm telling you, he might double down, but the clock is ticking. He's about to be out the league. He's about to be out the NBA. And so here's the facts. No one needs to force him to apologize. His time is up. And it's coming to a close. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Judas here from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good, Judah. Go ahead. You're live.
So, I honestly think that he should be suspended for 5 games, my opinion. What do you think?
Talk a little bit louder for me. You believe he should what?
I believe he should be suspended for over 5 games. I feel like what he did was just really inappropriate, and that's about it, you know?
Okay. Well, I think he's made his bet. I haven't thought so much about his 5-game suspension, whether it's 5 games or 10 games or 15 games. I believe ultimately he's going to be out. And so I personally have no issue with him being suspended 5 games, because at the same time, I know he's going to potentially come back, likely, and he's going to put his foot in his mouth. Kyrie Irving is basically digging his own basketball grave. This is something that he's been doing over the past several years. And so whether or not the NBA or the Brooklyn Nets come through with a hardcore suspension, whether or not they want to tackle on additional games, he's about to be done. Who wants to touch this man? Who wants this distraction on their team? Who wants to bring him to their city? Who wants to bring him to their market? Obviously, New York City, a vibrant, a huge Jewish community. If you want to think about another team, Los Angeles is no different. You think the Lakers can just wake up and just trade for Kyrie Irving? What are we doing? We smoking something? I don't know what he's going to do. He's 30 years old. Who cares if he apologizes, because it doesn't sound like it would amount to anything. What's going to change? Nada. Nothing. He's basically suspending himself at this point. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Cali.
Hey, what's going on, JR? So I'm a little baffled as to why he got suspended 5 games without pay. Like, I was reading today that he was going to meet with the commissioner, Adam Silver. I wonder how that conversation was going to go, because he's a Jewish man. I'm also Jewish myself. So to be talking about anti-Semitism in 2022 is just absolutely baffling to me. I cannot understand, and we have way bigger presser issues. Onward, but to be suspended without pay for not apologizing, it just doesn't make. I mean, what has he done? I understand. Okay, he hasn't apologized. Okay, great. I could see taking his salary and allocating it towards a Jewish foundation, right, or charity of some kind. But it's kind of strange to me to be suspended for not apologizing for something. I mean.
It's not so much, it's the meaning behind the apology, okay?
Right.
And it's fine. If he doesn't want to apologize, that's well within his right. He doesn't have to. But here's the point. When you share nonsense of what he does, people feed off of that. I don't believe Kyrie Irving to be an anti-Semite. I don't personally believe he is someone who is ridiculously hateful. I find him to be someone who's ignorant. We know he has a massive platform, that there are plenty of people who follow him, whether ignorantly or whether there are people who will follow what he says because they want to feast off of what he said and use it for hate. And when you are someone like Kyrie Irving and you don't at least publicly acknowledge that you are remorseful about what you say, it's less about Kyrie Irving and how Kyrie Irving feels, but how people around the world can interpret that and use that for good or use it for terrible things. That's the problem.
He's being punished by the league, right? He's being punished because he didn't apologize. Or like you were saying earlier.
No. You're missing my point, Mark. You're missing my point. Listen to me very carefully. It's less about being punished because he didn't apologize. It's more about what his apology would have meant. That's the point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's not even going to apologize. He's thinking he did nothing wrong. Jeff Bezos isn't even being punished by anybody, obviously, for distributing.
That is, that's a separate point, Mark. That is 100% accurate. That is a separate point, a separate mark. It's not about Jeff Bezos. This is about Kyrie Irving. If I have to think about if you want to talk to me about an economic impact on what Jeff Bezos and his company and Amazon means to people all over the world, that is a very accurate point that goes above what Kyrie Irving has said, done, or shared.
Right.
That is 100% accurate. We're not talking about stop.
Okay.
We're not talking about an economic impact, because we can look at companies all over the world and what they share, what they distribute, and the things that are terrible about that. That's a different conversation, and that's true. That is a deflection. When you think about someone like Kyrie Irving, he is someone who has a direct cultural impact on people who follow the game of basketball. It is no different to a certain degree, and it's not by coincidence that you have someone like Kanye West who now looks at Kyrie Irving and says, that's my bosom buddy. That's a real one. That's someone who's standing up in what you believe. Let me tell you this, Mark. There's not a damn thing wrong with anything that anyone believes about themselves, okay? You can believe, Mark, you can call me up and say you're a flamingo. You know what I'm going to tell you, Mark? Good. Good for you for being a flamingo. Be the best damn flamingo that you can be. But what is wrong about that in any respect, in any regard, is if you're going to tell me that, and if it's going to hurt other people, or if it will put other people in harm, the things that Kyrie Irving decided to share, and the fact that he hasn't fully acknowledged, to a certain degree he has, well, I don't believe everything that's there. Oh, well, I'm taking responsibility. Right. That's not an apology. And it's not simply the words. I'll say this again. I am sorry. It's three words. It goes deeper than that. When you have people who want to hang out on the 405 and they want to hang neo-Nazi banners and Nazi banners and talk about how Jewish people are taking over this and Jewish people are taking over that and they're doing this, that's wrong. That's fanning the flames for idiots who want to follow people who are uneducated with a platform. And so this isn't just a matter of Kyrie Irving being suspended just because he didn't say sorry. It's a culmination of everything he's done over the past few days and what his apology would have meant. It would have made people pay attention. Why is he apologizing? Oh, well, he said this, so he was wrong. And that's not the case. Excuse me?
You think he's untradeable now?
Oh, no. So you're going, I answered that already. You heard what I just said about that.
Right.
You would be a dumbass. You would be a dumbass to decide to bring this guy in. He is finishing up his career. There would have to be a massive turnaround and rehabilitation and revitalization for someone to bring in Kyrie Irving. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. I wouldn't be shocked about anything that happened to this guy. If he never played a game in the NBA, wouldn't be shocked. If he came back and was a solid contributor and went on a media boycott, wouldn't be shocked. I'm not shocked about anything. If I had to, be a betting man and take odds, I'd say he's closer to done than he is to being rehabilitized.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Marco Belletti. The Houston Astros, they maintain a 2-1 lead here in Game 5 of the World Series. They're in the middle of the 7th. They're in Philadelphia. And then meanwhile, on the NFL spectrum, no big shock or surprise. You might have expected it to be a complete ass-whooping like I did. But we have the Texans. And then we have the Eagles. They're currently playing to start off the next week of the season. And, okay, the Eagles, they're beating up on the Texans 29-17, about 8 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. And if you got the Texans in a comeback, then God bless you. I don't think it's going to happen. I need to let you know this. Next hour, we're going to be joined by media personality, author, entrepreneur, journalist, Jemele Hill. She's going to join us as she talks about her new memoir, Uphill. Let's get back to the phone lines as we've talked about Kyrie Irving. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. There's other news in the NBA I have to share, primarily about a former Brooklyn Net. His name is James Harden. But let's go to North Carolina and talk to Jose. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm excellent.
I just, you know, with the Colin Kaepernick, with the Kanye West, and now with Kyrie, I just feel like, even though I don't agree with nothing he said, and I agree that he should be suspended for not apologizing, but the more money you make, I feel like your freedom of speech is being jeopardized. How do you feel about that?
I don't think it has anything to do with money. Obviously, if you're a celebrity, if you're a person of influence, if you have more cameras on you, if you have a bigger presence, obviously, when you open up your mouth, there's going to be a larger backlash. If you have more people who follow you and pay attention, it's going to be amplified. So whether it's you, me, Kanye, Kyrie, Michael Jordan, Oprah, or Barack Obama, there are different scales of influence. So I think the answer is, of course, I think it's less about money and more about influence.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jose, for calling from North Carolina. I mean, it's not the most, Biggie Smalls thing to say, more money, more problems. It's not money. Yeah, money. It's a platform. What do you do with that platform? Are you helping and encouraging people? Are you hurting people? Are you bringing people down? In the case of Kyrie Irving, he initially said he wanted to elevate his people, I would assume. Either, and he didn't clarify, is it black people? Is it African-American people? Is it folks of the African diaspora? Is it black Hebrew Israelites? I mean, we can fill in the blanks. He never clarified. Whose fault is that, mine or his? Be clear on what you say. Listen, I sit down and talk for a living. I'm here with you every weeknight for 4 hours all across the country. On the weekends, I'm here. Well, not here. On the weekends, I'm in New York City. I'd be a poor broadcaster if I didn't articulate and share my opinions and be able to back them up. If I shared anything and wasn't able to back it up, I should get the boot. And you know what? Kyrie Irving is not a broadcaster. He gets paid to play basketball. But you know what? A part of his job as a public figure is to interact with the public, to interact with the media. And he is a human being. He can share whatever he wants to do. But with his platform comes responsibility. Just like anyone with a microphone or camera in front of them, no different than me. For him, on an elevated aspect. Be smart about what you want to do or share, or don't share anything at all. I don't fault Kyrie Irving for saying I'm learning or I'm growing. Do that personally. How about you learn and how about you grow? And then when you fully have come to a conclusion, when you fully have drawn one, when you're fully educated, then share. Don't half-ass it on the way in a lane that can be potentially damaging to others. Spare us, man. Spare everybody. I hope he can turn his career around. I don't think it's going to happen. He's shown himself over the past few years to just be ridiculously stubborn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. On the other side, I will update you on the World Series. I'm going to update you on Thursday Night Football. We're going to be joined by Jemele Hill, formerly of ESPN and now an entrepreneur. We got a lot to do. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.